Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Sidetrack Podcast. I am your host. So, today's Tuesday, and I was supposed to upload yesterday, but I got caught up in a load of things, so I'm sorry about the late post, but welcome. So let me explain what happened yesterday. So, I woke up, right? Was it yesterday? No. It was on Sunday. Right. So, no? It was yesterday. Yeah, because, okay. So, yesterday I woke up. My eye was as red as a strawberry, my right eye, and I was like, oh my god, I have pink eye, like, what the heck, where did it come from? And, turns out I was fostering dogs over the weekend, and we had two of them for the weekend. I'll never foster two dogs again. Ever. At the same time? No. Because, don't get me wrong, I love dogs. I love them so much. But, here's the thing. One of them had to take, like, 6 pills a day. The other one was extremely anxious. Like, she would not go near anybody that wasn't me for some reason, I don't know. And they would bark at like shadows of chairs. Literally the smallest things you could think of, they would get scared of. And like, I understand they came from a pretty rough situation. That just meant that I got no sleep for 3 days straight, and now my entire routine is kind of skewed. I'm trying to get back to what I was doing before, but it's really hard, like, especially now, like, oh my goodness, and it's cold out, and, you know, washing your hair in the morning is just, ugh, it's a mess. So, when I saw that I had a pink eye, I was like, oh my god, I have to call work, like, they have to know that I have pink eye ASAP, because otherwise I'm not gonna get the day off. So I call them and I'm like, hey, it's me. And I explain my situation. They're like, yeah, you just need to find some coverage, and if you can't, call us back and we'll find something for you. And I was like, okay, cool. So I basically spent the next 2 hours texting people, like, hey, do you know anybody who could cover for me? Like, I have pink eye, it's not going away quick enough, like, da-da-da-da-da. And they're like, oh, I already worked that day, or I have school, whatever. I understand, like, I've been there before. The thing is, though, I was really hoping that someone would cover my shift, but it's okay. So, after that fiasco, my mom's like, hey, don't you need a doctor's note to go to work? I'm like, yeah, my supervisor just told me that I need to get one. So she's like, where do you have to go to get a doctor's note? I'm like, the doctor. And she's like, yes, because she thinks I'm illiterate or something. And I was like, okay, so I need to get to Express Care ASAP. And keep in mind, it's raining outside. Like, full-on storm. Oh my god. I hate to drive in, like, snowy weather. It's just like, wow, you know? I never want to do it. And Sorry, I'm eating hummus and crackers. It's a blessing. Anyway, so I get to Express Care, right? It's chill, like I'm the only one in there. They take me to this room, get my vitals, whatever. This really cute nurse walks in. I'm telling you, he is cute. Just my type, all of that. You feel me? Like, everything. Like, he was cute. And I was trying really hard not to flirt with him. Because, like, I'm really bad at flirting. So, like, if I just whipped out a pickup line out of nowhere, he probably would have been like, yeah, get out. You're going home. Like, we're not taking care of you. Which I know wouldn't be the case, but, like, worst case scenario, yeah, they'd probably be like, why don't you go to a different Express Care instead of harassing our nurses? But, like, when he walked in, I was like, hi, how are you? You know, I'm good. Blah, blah, blah. So, I'm telling him about my eye. And he's like, oh, you know, does it hurt? Is there, like, stuff coming out of it? Whatever. I'm like, no, it's, I just feel pressure. And obviously it's red. And he's like, oh, okay. So, that's just irritation. It's not pink eye. It'll go away on its own. Just continue putting, like, a wet towel on your eye, like a warm one. It'll go away within the week. And I was like, okay, awesome. And on my hands have tiny little cuts on them. And, like, the skin is very, 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 very dry. I'm not sure why, because the morning that I went to Express Care, I put lotion on my hands. I put lotion all over my arms after I got out of the shower. Okay, listen. This is so embarrassing, yo. He looks me dead in the eyes, and he's like, yeah, so, it looks like the skin is just very ashy, very dry. And, like, I didn't move a muscle, like, I didn't change my face or anything, but in my head, I was just so taken aback, like, you think you could just call me ashy? And he was like, yeah, just go home, put some cocoa butter on it, you'll be good. And if it's still acting up, come back, get it checked, and we'll work it out. And I was just sitting there in shock, like, this dude really just said I was ashy. No, it's not what it looks like, sir. Like, my skin is very moisturized. I have soft skin, okay? Like, my culture has the softest skin in the world. Like, my ethnicity, we have the softest skin. And that's on period. Ooh, that did not taste good at all. What was that? Yeah, but anyway, he's like, yeah, just put some cocoa butter on it, you'll be good. And I was like, okay. I was just like nodding my head. I was like agreeing with him. And in my head, I was like, this nigga really just called me ashy? What the fuck? Y'all can do that now? But, like, he had a good reason, I think. He's like, you know, it's winter, the air is very dry, it's gonna dry out your skin a lot faster, I'm sorry. I'm glad we're not in person, because, I hate talking when I'm chewing, but I'm trying to get through this and eat my snack at the same time. So, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So, I was like, cool, I'm gonna go put some cocoa butter on it, because I got some from my mom for her birthday. I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna finesse some of that, right? And he's like, yeah, just relax, like, you're fine. And I was like, do I need to use pink eye drops, like, any redness drops? He's like, if it doesn't hurt or anything, then no, just leave it be and, you know, come back if anything else comes up. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to get called ashy again, so, I don't think I'll be coming here, but no, I'm just kidding. Like, I really don't care. I was just, like, surprised that he said that. I was like, whoa. Maybe it's just me. Maybe y'all get called ashy all the time by your doctors. I don't know. If that's the case, I would fucking sue. Especially if you're a black woman like me. Nobody has the right to call you ashy except you. Period. Okay. So, I get home. Well, I'm on the way home, and I call my job. I'm like, hey, it's me again. Hey, by the way, I don't actually have pink eye. It's just irritation. I can still come to work. And they were like, oh, okay, sick. I was like, do I need a note? And I was like, they were like, oh, no, you don't. Just come in when you're scheduled and you'll be all good. And I'm like, sick, dude. So, yeah, I went to work today. Oh, my God. When I was sanitizing my hands, I wanted to set myself on fire. It burns, like, really bad. Like, I don't know why it hurts that bad. I'm just in Spain without the S right now. Like, I'm in a lot of pain. Nobody understands. Oh, my God. I'm just kidding. If you don't care, I don't care, honestly. I think I need to get my tonsils removed. Because it's getting really, really hard to, like, process food. Like, you know when you swallow food? It's hard for me. Like, I don't know why. And it's just annoying because I want to enjoy it without feeling like my throat is closed all the time. I know it's not an allergic reaction because this is the way my throat feels all the time. No matter how much water I drink, it feels the exact same. So, there's that. I looked up the surgery today, how much it would cost. It's $8,000 to $10,000 without insurance, and then with insurance, it's like $5,000. To get my tonsils removed, after I get them removed, I should sell them on the black market or something, because apparently they're worth something. Jeez. Why are medical procedures so expensive? They're not benefiting anybody but the people who operate, you know? And, like, the board that they work for. I don't know. I'm holding this thin wheat like a cigarette. I'm stressed, child. I'm stressed. I genuinely considered, like, starting smoking cigarettes. I considered it. I'm not gonna do it. But, like, I thought about it. And I was like, I'm already fucked up. If you think about it, like, I've been through car accidents, heartbreak. brain injuries, broken ribs, broken legs, fractured hips, you know, like, the works. So, I really don't think adding smoking cigarettes to my resume is something I can be proud of, you know? No offense, but it's just in my case. Like, why the fuck? Why would I smoke when I have, like, so many other issues that need to be addressed? Smoking isn't helping me in any way. Yeah, so, sorry about that. I'm just like, I'm trying to do this assignment for my humanities class. What?
Can I use your iPad for a game?
No, I'm doing something.
I need it really bad.
Really bad? That's too bad.
My computer is not working for educational stuff.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Mom, tell her it's not working.
What? Okay. Well, I guess I gotta cut this short. Thank you for listening. I appreciate all of your support.
He's making a podcast.
Yeah, I'm making a podcast. But yeah, thank you for listening. I appreciate your support. Shout out to my listeners across the world and in the U.S. Love you. Appreciate you. And I'll see you next week. Hopefully on Monday. I hope I don't have any life-threatening eye problems that'll need emergency care. But hey, who the heck knows, you know? Who knows what's gonna happen next? And, what's gonna happen, you know? Exactly. 'Cause that makes sense, right? If I get this email one more time, I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna lose it, man. Okay, I really could care less, bro, like, and I gotta book an appointment to get a COVID vaccine. That's cute, right? Fun, right?
No, open the door.
You can suck my left toe.
What?
I said you can suck my left toe. Fares as low as $29. Excuse me? That's crazy.
Why?
Alright, well, I gotta go. Before this gets crazy, he's trying to open the door.
Yeah, oh. Open!
You don't have to yell, I'm right here. Sitting like 10 feet away from the door. He's like, you're holding the door back. Shut your mouth, dude. My gosh. Oh, that's like nothing. It's like an hour drive, man. What? Let's freaking go, dude. Wow. Hold on. Wait. Slow your roll. I want to try something. Can we go? Let me scoot back. Mentally prepare for this. Oh, well, that's like, that's next week. That is next week, baby. We can't book a week in advance. It's gonna be way more. You know, if you're gonna book a flight, always book at least 4 months in advance. At least. Because, well, not at least. 6 months max, because past 6 months, they don't have a lot of reservations. So, 3-4 months minimum, 3 to 6 months max, ahead of schedule. Because, like, when I planned for my summer trip, before COVID ravaged through America, I booked, like, way in advance. So, let me see if the same, if I search the same dates, it'll have the same price. Wow! I really did get the best deal, huh? You know what I want to do one day? I want to book a flight first class, right? First class, just to nowhere. Like, where can I even go? Let me see. Let's go to New York. Let's go Chicago, because I know flights are cheaper there. Wow. Okay, well, can't go to New York. They said, you going to New York? Fuck you. You ain't going nowhere, the fuck. Let's go, let's try Los Angeles, maybe? That's where I went last year. Did I fly through St. Louis or Chicago? Oh, so it's like the same price. That's not bad. And, like, first class is not bad. It's not bad at all. Like, it's really not that bad. Oh, this is a nonstop. This is, like, 4 hours. Oh. Yeah, because the West Coast is 2 hours ahead. Because time zones... I will never understand time zones, man. I will never understand them. Because, like, how do you leave one time zone at, like, 4 p.m. and then end up on the other side of the country at, like, 2 p.m.? You know what I'm saying? It really doesn't make sense to me. And that's what's crazy. You're not gonna like my post, bitch. There's nothing they could like about it, like, okay, for real though, for real, I gotta stop talking to myself, but yeah, I love you, see you in the next one, hopefully next Monday, when I'm not fighting for my life. Okay, goodbye. Psych, you thought I was leaving. No, I'm just trying to get these last 10 seconds out. Apples, pickles, refrigerator, balls. I don't know.